Well, Milwaukee has been on the national stage with the RNC, and we need to keep it going because the Pfister Hotel, Blue, and the bar at St. Kate the Arts Hotel are among the nominees for USA Today's 10 Best Awards. What does that all mean? Well, joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Brianna Greer. She's a chef concierge at the Pfister. And Brianna, what an exciting time it must have been for you during the RNC.
It was. Thank you so very much. You know, we always have such wonderful things happen at the Pfister because we are the center of Milwaukee. But to have the RNC here was a true honor.
And one more thing, as I understand, former President Trump selected the Pfister as his home away from home during that event. And if anybody knows hotels, he does. So that had to be quite a compliment.
All I can say is that I did hear Trump say he stayed at a very nice hotel. So...
Brianna Greer, she is the chef concierge at the Pfister Hotel. I love their French talk.
I know, isn't it fun? I do love to say it all the time, you know, concierge.
So. Yeah, how do you become a concierge?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I've lived many lives, and so I am a Wisconsin girl, but I actually was in New York City for 21 years. And so I was very, very fortunate and honored to be mentored and guided into the hotel world. And so I started as a concierge in New York City.
And how does the Pfister compare with some of those New York hotels?
You know what? I have to say it still has the excitement and the bustle of what New York City offers. But I have to say our hospitality and warmth is definitely 10 times more than any hotel outside of Wisconsin. And, you know, the Pfister, it just has a family feel, and Milwaukee itself. I tell my friends back in New York City that Milwaukee is such a gem because it offers everything and anything that you want, but it also has this beautiful ease to it, you know, and you still get the friends and family feel.
All right, let's talk about the USA Today 10 Best Awards. This isn't new to you because the Pfister has been nominated for Best Historic Hotels and Resorts in the past.
That is correct. Yes, we were truly honored last year to be number 6 top historic hotel in the USA Today's Top 10 Best Awards.
Tell us a little bit about why the Pfister is so special.
Well, you know, as I mentioned before, we are the epitome hotel, the center historic hotel for Milwaukee. You know, we have such history, 131 years. Our hotel has been the choice for presidents and performers, Hall of Famers. We're the hotel to go to for any red carpet event, galas and such. So for us, it does make sense that the hotel would be in, you know, the pile of these amazing historic hotels all over the world. You know, it is a true honor and a testament to the team. You know, it definitely is. We have a wonderful group of team members.
Well, and the best hotel bar. I'm not surprised that Blue is on the list. I'm going to tell you a little story, Brianna. During the RNC, I was getting my media credentials, and, well, I had a minor friendship with one of the girls who was doing that, and she said, Libby, I'm not a beer drinker. Everybody's talking beer. I want to know where to go for a nice cocktail. And I told her about Blue at the Pfister. She went there with a group of other people, and she told me the following day, she said, of all the things she did while she was in Milwaukee, going to Blue was her favorite.
I'm glad to hear that, too, because it is truly an amazing experience. I think that's the word you can say about Blue. You know, where it's located, situated on the 23rd floor, it overlooks the sky, panoramic views of the downtown in Lake Michigan. So for me, it is such a special, special spot. And I have to say, we have the best bartenders. And I have to say, the live music, we're so fortunate because we get some amazing, amazing talented people there.
And it's just such a nice vibe. I mean, you don't feel rushed. You feel completely relaxed when you're there.
It is true. It is true. Yes. I mean, it has one of those, I think you've stepped away, right, from the hustle and bustle of kind of being outdoors in the Milwaukee city. You know, if you're coming to the hotel and you're here for business and it's been a long day, you can kind of just go up there and escape and just have a wonderful evening relaxing to what Blue offers.
And the other thing is the bar at St. Kate, the Arts Hotel, is also nominated for this. And again, it's a little different vibe because it's off the lobby, but it's still great bartenders and, you know, those bar bites and everything that I love, music. Mm-hmm. And if you get a little tired of sitting down, you can go and look at some of the galleries, which makes it so special.
It is true. I mean, clearly the Marcus Group knows what they're doing, right?
I think so.
Being nominated 3 times at our St. Kate Hotel Bar, Blue itself, and then, of course, the Pfister Hotel. But with St. Kate, you know, we're so fortunate to really have our sister property be completely different from the sister hotel because it offers another side, another opportunity for guests to really explore the city. So whether you have your historic hotel lovers or if you're more of a modern contemporary boutique, that's what St. Kate offers. And that bar, it is the center, you know. So many people come to us and they always say, even the locals, you know, the St. Kate bar is the place to be. You know, you can have the restaurant on the second floor, Aria, and then we also offer the Googly Champagne Bar room, which is amazing. And then, of course, again, another opportunity for live music.
All right, so tell us about the USA Today poll, because you've got to feel a little divided because you're competing against a sister hotel with the bar at St. Kate. But what can we do as, you know, fans right here in southeastern Wisconsin? What can we do to help you along to make sure you're on the top 10 of that list?
Thank you. We appreciate that. Really, we do. Because, you know, the sister, I think, has been there for so many families and so many generations. And so please, you know, for our readers, just vote. It is so simple to do. You know, I'm one of those where I'm like, oh, voting, it's going to take forever, or you're going to have to sign up, or you're going to have to put a card down. But no, I promise you, it's 2 seconds of literally just a click, and that is it. And you can even do it from other emails. So the more opportunities, the more will help us to get on that 10 best. So if you just go to the 10 Best Hotels, USA Today's 10 Best Awards, and there is the website right there, and it'll just literally state it right there, and you'll click on it right there.
And we will have that posted here on our website. Perfect. At WTMJ.com for the Wisconsin Weekend Morning News Show. And you can come to our website if you didn't get that, and you can click onto it to vote. And I got to tell you, Brianna, anytime I've been either at Blue or at the bar at St. Kate, I have had a fabulous, relaxing time.
Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to hear that. I mean, honestly, we all pride ourselves in making sure the guests have a memorable time and that you experience exactly what we feel working here. So that means a lot. Thank you for that.
Brianna Greer, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. What an honor. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.